This poster is entitled FAP4 and FAP5 play an important role in breast cancer progression. Breast cancer is the most common cancer among women in developed countries and the second leading cause of all cancer-related deaths. Adipose tissue has gained importance in the pathogenesis of many metabolic diseases, particularly cancer. Tumor microenvironment plays an important role in cancer progression. Adipose tissue has been described as an endocrine tissue which can produce and release a high number of factors and components that are able to modify the transcriptome, proteome, metabolism, as well as the behavior of breast cancer cells. Our objective is to understand how the adipose tissue secretome could modify breast cancer characteristics and potentiate the different cancer hallmarks. For this reason, we culture breast cancer cell line MCF7 with adipocyte conditioning media and we test four different cancer hallmarks such as proliferation, survival, migration, and invasiveness. In our results, first, we could observe that breast cancer cells cultured with adipocyte conditioning media increases in a significant manner the lipid uptake and it was accompanied by a significant increase in the transcript levels and protein amount of different fatty acid being transported binding proteins, such as CD36, FAP4, and FAP5. Then, as we can see in the second figure, different cancer hallmarks were analyzed after the culture of breast cancer cells with the adipocyte conditioning media. We could observe that adipocyte conditioning media was able to increase the proliferation rate in breast cancer cells MCF7. Once we test the effects in survival assay with a well-known drug called doxorubicin, we observed that adipocyte conditioning media boosts the survival of tumor cells after drug delivery. In fact, they were able to generate more colonies if we compare to the control condition. Tumor cells migration and invasiveness abilities are crucial for tumor progression. We test after a wound scratch how long they took to close the wound. We could observe that breast cancer cells took longer to close the wound in control condition than those cultured with adipocyte conditioning media. We also observed that it was accompanied by an increase of the MMPN9 transcript. This metalloprotease has been closely linked with a higher metastatic behavior in tumor cells. Accordingly, lipids, as well as FAP4 and FAP5 transfer from adipocytes to breast cancer cells, might have a clear influence in the enhancement of cancer hallmark observed before. For this reason, our aim was to inhibit FAP4 and FAP5 and test those effects that previously we had observed. Firstly, we culture the major adipocytes with BMS 10 micromolar and 24 hours later, we obtain the conditioning media. We analyze the lipid uptake in breast cancer cells that were cultured with adipocyte conditioning media and we compare to those cells cultured with the conditioning media derived from major adipocytes after the addition of BMS. We observed that there was a significant decrease in the lipid uptake in those breast cancer cells after the addition of BMS compared to those cells cultured with adipocyte conditioning media. Also, it was followed by a decrease in the transcripts of CD36, FAP4, and FAP5. Once we test for the different cancer hallmarks previously analyzed, we could observe that the inhibition of FAP4 and FAP5 in major adipocytes leads to a decrease in breast cancer proliferation, survival, migration, and invasiveness capability. Summarizing, this throws to the conclusion that these proteins lead partially to a rise of cancer progression, becoming an interesting target in cancer treatment.